Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Thailand by Tuan Tong Jutagate. This presentation was delivered at the FAO NACA Expert Workshop on Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, held from 8 to 11 February 2010 in Pattaya, Thailand.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's quite a bit shaky presenting after Professor Upalia. Okay, this is I will present the Inland Fishery Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, the lesson learned and review from Thailand. Just a brief introduction on inland water body in my country. The country has an extensive inland water. It's about 4.5 million hectares, consisting of about 4.1 million hectares of natural water bodies and about 0.4 million hectares of reservoirs. We have 47 major rivers in 7 major river basins. If you divide the river basin in terms of the zoogeographical characteristics, we have T-Rex natural swamps, which are Bung Boropet in the central region, Nong Han in the northeastern, and Quan Phayao in the north, plus one freshwater and brackish water lake, is named Songkhla Lake in the south. We have about 3,000 reservoirs, which of these 22 are larger than 1,000 hectares. Oops. This figure just gives you an idea about the major river in the countries and the distribution of the large reservoir in the countries. Inland fishery in Thailand, more than 150 species of fish have identified and report that contribute in the catch, and more than 80 fishing gear were recorded. Inland fishery have been operated in all types of water bodies, as we have the proverb that where there is water, there is the fish. Fishery are essential artisanal and have based mainly on the indigenous species, which nearly 100% is from the indigenous one, which is mostly saponese, as well as snakehead and catfish. Total inland capture was about 200,000, but I just have the new figure from Dr. Simon that maybe is about 1 million from the calculation from the FAO team. So in that case, it provides about 15 kilograms per capita per year for fish available in the countries. This picture shows you that we can fish in every water bodies. History of inland fishery resource enhancement and conservation. The first attempt to make the fish conservation was conducted via the large magnet fishery that bought license, and payment was used for rehabilitate the fishing area after the license was lifted. In 1925, there's the first, I might say, the fishery research by the first Director General of the Department of Fishery, Dr. H.M. Smith, which called a review of aquatic resource and fishery of Siam with plan and recommendation for their administration, conservation, and development. And in that work, he recommended a lot about the conservation regimes. And from that work in 1926, the Department of Fishery have been established to carry the duty to on protecting and conserving the fishery resource and to promote aquaculture in the kingdom. In 1947, the fishery law, which is still active, you know, but we have changed in some detail, but in the major context, it's still the same. We have four types of fishing cow in terms of inland water body, from the fish sanctuary to the public water bodies, and fishing measure has been announced. And in 1950, fish stocking program have first introduced in Phumiphol and Ubon Ratana Reservoir and some of large swam such as Quan Phayao and Bung Boropet. And at that time, most of the stock species were the Chinese and Indian major carps, as well as the tilapia. And in 1978, the regular stocking in large water body as well as the small water body has been conducted under the nationwide fish stocking program, which is still implemented nowadays. And since 1980, the stocking of indigenous species has been initiated. technique for stock enhancement, this word in terms of to engineering the environment. Weed and sediment removal have been conducted in the three last lake in the country, which are Nong Han, Bung Boraphet, and Quan Phayao annually, and conducted by the Department of Fisheries. And maintenance of the water level in terms of also the large water body, the water level have to maintain in terms of to continue the productivity of the swamps. Construction of fish passage, this is also work in the case of if any barrier in the river, it have the regulation that you have to build a fish ladder to raise the mitigation measure to the fish can move ascending upstream. And also they have the experience, we have the experience in constructs of artificial habitat and also fertilization, especially fertilization for the small water bodies. In terms of fish stocking program, as we can divide into four cases of the fish stocking program. First one is the creation of the new fisheries. I think the classic case is the stocking of the giant freshwater prawn into the natural waters, which you may know that this species is the Catadroma species, and it cannot breed in the freshwater system, but by stocking this species, it make a lot of income for the fisher in who live in the vicinity of the lakes or the rivers, and I will show you the detail later. And we have the proposal on fish stocking for compensation. As we have many cases in the waste or pollution from the urban or from the industrial down into the river, after the river have been already recovered, it's also the duty of the DOF to stock the fish into that water body to compensate that what we lost due to that pollution. And also the conservation, this is the program that initiated by Her Majesty the Queen to stock the indigenous fish species. And I might say that this is the only program that we stock the fish in the appropriate site to the water body. And this program conduct on the birthday of the Loyan families. And also enhancement. Fish stock enhancement to everywhere in the country, and as Professor Sena just mentioned, and the stock exotic species in Thai inland water is generally you have the tilapia and Chinese carp and Indian major carps. We also stock up the Thai indigenous fish like the pangasius carriers and some eel species. And the classic cases we stock the giant freshwater pond. In terms of conservation practice, we have the fish core season. In general, the fish core season is the period between 16 May to 15 September countrywide, but in some area we have the special period according to the scientific result about the fish reproductive biology in the area, but generally related to the onset of the rainy season. And we also have the fish conservation zone both in temporary, I mean only the spawning season, as you can see in this picture. The blue circle is indicate the fish conservation zone during the rainy season. And in some part, as in Bung Boraphet, they declare the fish conservation zone as a permanent area in some part in the lake. And also in conservation practice, we also have the control of fishing gear, which include to investigate any illegal fishing activity, like as the setting the last trap or to control the mesh and hook size. Operation authorized organizations. In general, Department of Fishery is the main organization which responds in aquatic resource enhancement and conservation as announced in the National Environment Quality Act in 1992. Fish stocking program, the organization that take response in fish stocking program with the Inland Fishery Resource and Development Bureau, which they have the 27 inland fishery station and 31 inland fishery research and development center, and one of their KPI, I mean key informant key index that they is the number of the fry they produce in each year. And in terms of the fish conservation measure has responded by the Bureau of Fishery Administration and Management. There are 18 units and 7 centers for inland fishery patrol to surveillance and control the fisheries, especially during the spawning and in the spawning and nursing grounds during the close seasons, which is cover 43 rivers, 13 natural lakes, and 65 reservoirs. And also, Electric Generation Authority of Thailand and Royal Irrigation Department are also the authorized organization with in charge for maintain and rehabilitation for the ecosystem in the man-made lake under their control. I mean the lake, the man-made lake that built for the hydropower purpose or either for the irrigation purpose. And recently, local administration as the provincial administration organization or sub-district organization can take part in the management of their own natural resource, including fish resources. This includes the predatory stock in the water body within the province, demarcation of fishing grounds, prohibition of fishing gear, and interruption of fishing season and fishing fees. Fish stocking in small water bodies. It means fish stocking into the billiard pond or the small reservoirs which are built and maintained primarily to store the water in for domestic use and irrigation. The average pond size is about 8 hectares with depth at 2.5 during the wet season and 1.5 during the dry seasons, or the water storage could be at least 8 months a year. The common stocking species are foraging species, tilapia, Indian major carp, Chinese carp, except common carp, the reason is I will inform you later, where the sea supply are partly subsidized, maybe mostly subsidized by the DOF or purchased from the private trader. But mostly the sub-district organization makes the request to the DOF station for the subsidy for the sea supply. Stockfish are generally 2 to 3 centimeters with a recommendation of stocking density of 50,000 fish per hectare, but they commonly stock at 1,000 fish per hectare. Fish are stocked in the wet season and rises for 6 to 8 months. Fish stocking in Willow Pond is controlled by the, as I mentioned, they have the district organization through the Village Fishery Committee, who may soon to responsible for pond management such as the fertilization, lambing, take out some of predatory species, and control the anyone pushing to the water bodies. Harvesting regimes. In the small water body, there's 3 harvesting regimes, which is the first one is called harvesting once a year. These regimes can be applied by setting an annual fishing day. When the fishing grow in the market size, the committee will sell the ticket to the people. And if you are the people in that community, you have to pay the less price. And the income is used for the village fund. For the total number of the fish pond in the county, about 30% is harvesting upon these regimes. The second one is gradually cast with in the perennial water bodies. The fish could be harvested periodically and regular restocking to sustain the production in the pond. stocking of cell recruiting species such as tilapia is recommended, and about 40% of the small water body in the country have been operated like this. And lastly, is combined tie. I'm not sure that I use the correct term or not, but if the water body is large enough, they recommend to make the zoning of the water body within one zone. Could be the open zone for fish for daily consumption, and the reserve zone for make at the harvesting one a year for to produce the income to the communities. And this figure show you the how they build their pond, and this is the figure to show on the fishing day, the one who buy the ticket have the authority to go to fish in the pond. Operation for the fish stock in large water bodies. The stocking density are generally follow the protocol by the DOF advisory team as range from 125 to 30 fish per hectare in the lakes that larger than 16,000 hectare, and about 625 fish per hectare in the lake that's smaller than 16,000 hectare, and more than 625 fish per hectare in the river, and in the higher in that the medium size. The species length from 3 to 5 cm and their length in the harbor for 45 days to size between 5 and 70 cm before stocking in the water body. The equal proportion of stocking is recommended in small to medium lakes. For the giant freshwater pond, they are released after become post-larvae 30 days, the state PL30. Fish stocking is generally conduct the rainy season, but massive fingering is also sheltering the Songkran festival, which is also the period of the National Fishery Days, which is the fortnight before the rainy season. And on the stocking day, DOF staff also promote by broadcast to the local media to encourage the people to involve in the activities. Operation in term of conservation practice, surveillance and monitoring on using of destructive fishing gear are continuously conducted by the Inland Fishery Patrol Unit. Community education and attention to disseminate the fishery information encourages people to aware on the important aquatic animal, and responsible fishery is always implemented also by the DOF. In terms of evaluation, for the engineering of the environment, the surface area of large swamp is generally increased about 20% after rehabilitation have been weed or sediment removed, and there are significant increase in fish standing cough after the rehabilitation was observed. And after the rehabilitation, they have the report that the ratio between the forest and carnivore fish trend to be optimum, i.e. length from 3 to 6 in many lakes. Effective net office passes have been also evaluated, and their performance is really poor. As you know, that Thailand has a lot of fish species, so we have no protocol for any single type of fish ladder that fit to all the species. Evaluation fish stocking in the small water body. The average yield range around 300 kg per hectare per year for the poorly management, and can as high as nearly 3,000 kg per hectare per year. It is estimated that the average high yield at 375 kg per hectare could be achieved at the stocking rate about 337,000 fish per hectare, and yield tend to decrease when the stocking is beyond this rate. The recapture rate of the stocking at if average 25 in small swam and lake, and could be as high as 60 in the village pond, and in some pond if they have the good management system, the recapture rate is quite nearly 100%. The common stocking species review the good performance, which they can grow beyond 30 cm within the year in small lake, as you can see in the figure that growth rate is very, very fast. In relief, upon stocking for 5 months, it's run by stocking density and also trophic status of the water body, as you can see in the figure on the left. And the production is relation to relief upon is trend to be positive school distribution. It does not matter how size of the pond is, but you can see that if the pond is larger, the trend of the production is decreased. In terms of the fish stocking in large water body, the contribution of exotic stocking species, I mean Chinese and Indian major carp, to the total is very limited, except for the tilapia. On the other hand, the indigenous species have proved that they have success as evident from high yield, such as the snakehead, gouramie, and smith barb in the Bonotana Reservoir. Silver barb also have the successful story in stocking for improved the fish yield in many reservoirs. But some of species have experienced fail, like the mako and japraya giant catfish, as well as isok and giant barb. Otherwise, this kind of species we just stock for the conservation purpose, not expect that enhance any yield. The survival rate of stock of Indian major carp was estimated at about only 10% and lesser for the Chinese carps. The appropriate stock size is generally recommended at 2 cm, but at the budget limitation, the DOF staff can only lure the sea supply at 5 or 6 or 7 cm before release. They could attain the marketable size within a year, such as big head carp could weigh 5 kilograms within 8 months, whereas Indian major carps could weigh 2 to 3 kilograms within a year. For the giant freshwater pond, the giant freshwater pond are released at state PL30. The average weight of individual after 1 year of release range from 110 to 150, with average relative growth at 20.7 grams per month, and could grow up to 400 grams individually. The recapture rate of the giant freshwater pond is very low, range from just less than 1 to 2 in the lake, land of the river reservoir to about 2% in the Lake Thai reservoir. The stock of giant freshwater pond to natural lakes at Bingham Perth could as high as 10%, I mean the recapture rate. The stocking rate of freshwater pond is about 2,500 pound per hectare. I still have no idea with this figure come from, but the DOF staff just informed me that they calculate from the survival rate and what they expect to survive in that water body, and they just talk in this rate. So far, there is no study in the relationship between the stocking quantity and yield, but in the Park Moon Reservoir, as the example, the stocking 2 million juvenile result in the production of 3 kilograms per hectare per year, and by stocking 40 million juveniles, the production as high as 11.5 kilograms per hectare per year. This I show you the figure of the contribution of the exotic fish compared to the indigenous one. And if you define to the lake, you can see that the contribution of the stock species the exotic one is very limited. For conservation practice, the implement by DOF and we show that it's not really effective. There are still fishers that use the illegal fishing. They are fishing anywhere unless patrolling. And no significant difference between the fish conservation and fish zone in terms of species listed and fish biomass. Okay, I will skip this one. But we have the evidence that this conservation practice is good in terms of conserve the bull stock during the spawning seasons. And the impact. They have the report on impact of Sabina's Capio report in disturbance of the pond ecosystem by stirring the sediment and the consequent in decrease the pond primary productivity. That's why this species is not quite popular in stocking in the small water body. The kind local fish species, because the eggs are eaten by Sabina's Capio and Nitilopia, has been claimed by the fisher, but there's no in-depth study yet. And also loss in native habitat by the foraging of the grass carp also claimed by the fisher, but there is not any in-depth study yet. No scientific evidence show that the native fish biomass were affected by stocking of the non-native species. And because maybe they cannot compete with the other common indigenous species, as you can tell, the worldwide fish stock team, they share the same trophic level with a lot of the indigenous species, so they cannot quite contribute well. Impact in terms of genetic biodiversity. Today, there are only limited number of genetic studies regarding the impact of resisting the indigenous or exotic species to the tide water. But study on the silver barb and ceramic mud barb from the lower moon liver before and after stocking indicate that stock enhancement using hatchery population had led to loss of genetic variation and genetic identity of wild populations. The integration of African fish seen into native catfish in the wild caused by release and escape of hybrid catfish was observed. Socioeconomic benefit. Fish stocking in village ponds always have it in terms of village income and socioeconomic outcome to household include a cheap source of good quality fish, decreased personal cash to the community. And selling fish to the nearby village make their strong relationship with the other village. There is no direct study with the socioeconomic benefit of the stocking program in large water body, but we know that even they are not they are ineffective in purely economic terms, but the stocking program already has considered social value because more fishers are relatively poor and have little opportunity to improve their livelihood and living conditions. But in terms of giant freshwater pond, there's another story that you can say that the stocking of this species results in high income for the fisher from catching and selling the pond. The market of high price pond benefits trader of various levels, job creation and income for all related sectors. The stock of the giant freshwater pond always after 3 months of release, and if before that the fisher take them for home consumption. And it is reported that only the recapture rate at 1.8% of stock microbanchium in medium-sized reservoir made the economic profit. I mean, they calculate from the cost of investment and the return that you see is very, very high to nearly 700%. And this figure show you just the contribution of the and income from the stock of the giant freshwater pond. Concern and problem. The major problem of stock enhancement and favorability is not fully caught, not fully achieved. This comes from institutional aspects. Since the people are not aware of the importance of such project and lack of continuous input from local fishery committee or support from governments, and uncertainty outcome of stock enhancement program and conservations also from the fact that there are very poor information about the biological process. And also the problem in terms of inadequate planning and monitoring program and no scientific time of stocking. Recommendations. Since on what socioeconomic study of the result from stock enhancement and conservation practice should be carried out. For the fish stocking program in large water body, stocking of indigenous species is the good option since it showed that we had a good return and appropriate release size must be followed. And in small water body should be look for another species. And in terms of institutional aspect, participatory elective learning with external agency in local community should be applied. Lastly, since most of the DOF staff, they are trained in aquaculture and not for fishery management, so they can produce a lot of seed to stock in the river, but they don't know how to do further, or they don't know information of the ecosystem. I think it's very, 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 very strong point that to in terms of academic capacity to let them know about the ecosystem issue for the stock enhancement. Thank you.
Thank you.